Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As we await for news from Israel, where we wait to hear that the hostages are returned and reunited with their families. Whilst we do that, we look forward, we look backwards, and we wanted to chat to Larry Butler. He's a survivor of Neir Oz. He is a 73-year-old resident of Kibbutz Neir Oz, one of the communities that were devastated on October the 7th. Larry survived that morning and the attack that saw dozens of neighbors murdered and many others taken hostage. Larry, a very good morning to you. I can't imagine what it is that you are feeling today. Can you try and give our listeners a sense of what today means? Can you try and capture what it is that you are and the other residents of Neir Oz are feeling this morning? Is it even possible?
I don't think it's really possible. We're just in a cloud, walking around, waiting for each other, everyone to arrive, and waiting for 8 o'clock when they're going to release the hostages, and who's going to be first, who's going to be second. Now, there's a lot of reporters here, lots and lots of reporters all over the place. Everyone wants to give me an interview, but it's unbelievable. There's more reporters here than there are people from Neir Oz. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, so where are you at Neir Oz, or are you at Hostage Square?
No, we're at the dining room at Carmel Gat, where we live, where Neir Oz lives, all in Neir Oz.
Right.
And so we open the dining room. We have a big screen there.
Right.
We're going to watch on the big screen together. And
how traumatic is it in terms of the fact that it's almost 2 years to the day, tomorrow being Simchat Torah in Israel? It's the day that it happened.
Today is Simchat Torah. Well, it's very, very, very dramatic. We've been waiting for this so long, every single day. Been with the families every single day. There are kids. There are this. We were hoping for at least four alive, and we got all four of them alive, which was right. David and Ariel, Beitan, Matan. Yes. And that's perfect, you know.
Incredible.
No one heard anything from Ariel since the 7th of October. Not even his girlfriend, Arbel. And we just heard from him this week. He's wounded, but he's alive. He's okay.
Do you have any sense of the general health after 2 years of deprivation? What kind of a physical and emotional or mental state that they are in?
Emotional, mental, you never know. The hostages that returned are still
of course
on a roller coaster ride from depression to trauma to, you know, trying to be normal and everything like that, which isn't normal. But Neir Oz is a very, very, very tight community. We're like one big family. Everyone can go to one another. They don't have to think that, oh, he's not my family. We're all family, you know. And it's a very special kibbutz, Neir Oz.
And there's no doubt that that will be part of the healing process, the embracing of people that are family, because even if you aren't, it sounds like you are family with each other there.
Yeah, my son, he was what they call the Rav Shatz. He was in charge of security in Neir Oz on that day, and he was shot. My grandchildren were in trauma, watching their father bleed on the floor and everything. His wife had saved him. She's Danish, and she heard him get shot outside, and she dragged him from the patio into the safe room, took his gun, and protected family. They were with us for 3 months in in Eilat.
Right.
And then they went to Denmark for 2 years, for a year and a half. And they just returned 2 months ago. My son didn't want his kids to have the trauma every single day here. So they had a break for a year and a half. And now they're back.
And how are they doing?
And they're doing okay. Like, the kids are, you know, they're all together. They're, like, they never left. But they're very emotional. I mean, as soon as someone starts speaking about it, they start crying.
It's such a difficult thing, because do you protect them? Do you protect them from that, or do you, to manage that is obviously a very, very, very difficult situation.
Well, every week they have a psychologist, and they have treatments, and they go for treatments every single week. All the murals, and we're taking care of everyone. You know, it's if anyone has any problem, every person knows about it, and we talk about it.
But it's incredible. Carry on telling me.
I was with the Hassan family, Lewis and Sylvia, yesterday. We're getting your sons back today, and they were with me every single day for the last 2 years, and they were more or less normal, you know, acting normal. But yeah. And I guess they're happy, so happy that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Their family called me from Argentina this morning and said, we want a video of you, what happens when Nero hears the news. Is that all right?
It's remarkable. And we've just got this update that expected to be released first is Eitan Mor, Gali and Ziv Berman, Matan Angrest, Omri Miran, and Alon Ohel. They apparently are going to be released first at 8 a.m., which is, of course, 7 a.m. South African time. If there's one message you want South Africans to hear, because we're talking to a wide audience of South Africans, Jewish, not Jewish. We speak to people around the world tune into us as well. But if there's a message for South Africans, supporters, those of us, people who have been following the story closely with their hearts, what's that message?
Well, you got to understand that I was there for 50 years in Euros. For 50 years, I ate with these people every day, morning, lunch, and evening. I had all the holidays with them. I was with all their weddings and all their ceremonies. And we just were always together. And within 2 hours, I lost 74 people instantly dead. And another 43 were captured, murdered, and raped, and whatever. Half of them were murdered in the tunnels after they made a video. Good friends of mine, and to see that happen, and you know, now they won't come back. I've known them for 50 years. They're like, that's as close as you can get to somebody,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, they're part of your lives.
And it took two vacations from Nero's, because Nero's was like heaven for me. You know, it was such a great place. The people were so great and everything like that. And I lost them all. And lost, you know, a lot of them. I mean, it's like walking around a ghost town when I go there all the time.
It is, yeah. And I think to hear that and to actually understand the devastation is what we need to do. Larry Butler, thank you for chatting to us. I know, as you've said, there's high demand for these interviews. But we so appreciate it, and we just send you our love, our hearts, our prayers for you, for the families, for everybody who is dealing with all levels of loss and healing. And please God, it'll be a Chag Sameach when they return. Larry Butler, 73-year-old, a Neer Oz resident who survived the attack and who awaits eagerly for his friend's return.